The Yorkshire Observer, Tuesday, May 28th, 1918. The treatment of shell shock. Work of the Bradford Handicrafts Club. If you walk down the south side of Forster Square, you'll pass under a quaint signboard, painted, as the medieval artists have it, in proper colours. The chains by which it hangs are still bright, and the drab pall of soot and dust has not yet descended upon its bright surface. So it swings bravely over a little door, upon which are painted the words, Khaki Handicrafts Club. Turn in and ascend two flights of stairs, and you will find you have climbed back through as many centuries of social history. The Industrial Revolution has been passed midway on the journey. Arkwright and Stevenson have yet to be born. You are back in the age when craftsmanship was the honoured sister of art. About you, however, are relics, or rather wrecks, of the very latest phase of civilization. Soldiers in hospital blue. Some are making purses, using a leather thong instead of wax thread. Others are making string bags, either with a netting needle and mesh, or by macrame knots. Others, again, are making raffia work baskets, and a few are weaving borders for shopping bags, or embroidering cushion covers with gay coloured silks. The reason for their uniform is not immediately apparent. Watch this man by the pillar, netting a bag. He passes his needle full of string through the loop in his last row of work, and round the mesh to form a new loop. His thumb then descends upon the mesh to hold the string from slipping while he makes his knot, and pulls all tight. No Yarmouth or Galway fisherman could work more neatly. But look closer. Look particularly at his hands, and you'll see his thumb, broad and strong as it is, tremble ere it closes on the mesh. You will see his needle point waver uncertainly ere it finds the loop. The mischief is out. These men are suffering from shell shock, and shell shock being a diablerie peculiar to 20th century warfare, their presence in this secluded corner of medieval industry points an ironic comment on our vaunted progress. The value of handicrafts in the treatment of shell shock, albeit generally admitted, is in no danger of being overrated. Work at some craft is made part of the treatment at most military hospitals, but, owing to lack of proper accommodation, proper facilities for instruction, and the absence of all that arouses enthusiasm in the men, it falls, oft times, into a position of secondary importance, or is crowded out altogether. A band of public-spirited ladies in Bradford, keen craftswomen, realised how unsatisfactory was this state of affairs. They decided to attempt an improvement, and guided only by natural sympathy and unbounded faith in the virtue of handicrafts, they yet tackled the business more scientifically than the hospitals had done.